Blonde bowls them over. You make the call on Over and Back and a bit of history. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Already established among the best at finding the pocket, Flint Kersley junior bowler Amari Blonde is off to an incredible start this season. She's averaging 219 pins per game and rolled a 749 series with two perfect 300 games recently at the Flint Metro Championships.
I got excited because I did joke around with my coach Rob before we even started the game, and I was like, I'm about to shoot 300 this game, like, and I actually did, so I was pretty excited about that. Yeah, I was just kidding around, so I was actually really surprised that I actually did it.
But perhaps more impressive is what Kersley continues to do from a team perspective. The Hornets are the five-time defending state champions in Division II and seeking a 10th straight Flint Metro Bowling League title.
Our team gets along very well. Our spirits are always high. Usually when someone bowls bad, there's always somebody else to pick you up. And then we always compete with ourselves, like each other, so I guess that's really keeps us up.
You can read more about Amari Blonde and Flint Kersley Bowling on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Detroit Catholic Central ice hockey goalie Zach Allen, who posted a shutout against Trenton last week, turning away 15 shots in a 1-0 Shamrock win in a battle of the state's top two teams in Division I. And Tyler Heckroth of Unionville Sebring, who scored a game-high 18 points in leading the Patriots into sole possession of first place in the Greater Thumb West last week in a 46-39 win at Bad Axe. You can watch both of these games now for free at MHSAA TV. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Let's test your knowledge of high school basketball rules with this You Make the Call. During a jump ball, a throw-in, or while on defense, a player jumps from the forecourt, secures control of the ball with both feet in the air, and returns to the floor with 1 foot or both feet in the backcourt. You make the call. Is this a backcourt violation, or does play continue? In this situation, a player may make a normal landing on the floor without regard to where his or her feet come down. It makes no difference whether the first foot down is in the front court or the back court. There is no back court, or what some would have called an over and back violation. And play continues, with a fresh 10-second count applied if necessary to advance the ball into the front court.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register.
We're going to have to get this shot away fast. Barnett pass up the court. He comes. Time is running out. 7 seconds of playing time. Into Bob Davis. He goes up for a jumper. Round the rim. And in!
It was 60 years ago that The Shot by Lansing Sexton's Bob Davis dropped through the net as the final gun went off, and the Big Reds capped a miracle season by winning the Class A boys basketball title 80-79 over Hamtramck in overtime at Jennison Fieldhouse. An amazing story in that Sexton was 9-7 during the regular season and had no starter over 6 feet tall. But this close-knit group of kids from Lansing's west side put on an incredible run in the tournament to win the 1959 title and come back in 1960 to again claim the Class A crown. But against Hamtramck in 1959, the Cosmos controlled the game for 28 minutes before the Big Reds scored the last 15 points of regulation to force overtime. Art Reed made a free throw with 17 seconds left for Hamtramck's last lead to set the stage for the game winner by Davis. The comeback still ranks second only to Chassel's 18-point rally in the 1956 Class D final to defeat Portland St. Patrick, and a number of those Sexton players still reside in the capital city and keep in close contact with each other. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.